it's a morning air.
Bridging the gap for your morning drive. It's morning air.
Talk radio for Catholic life to start your day.
Morning air.
On Relevant Radio.
That's how I know. This is Morning Air
with John Morales, Sarah Tafoya, and Glenn Leverins
on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
It's Friday, April 21st, 2023. Muy buenos dias, good morning, buongiorno, and welcome back to hour number two of our special 20th anniversary edition of Morning Air on this Friday in the second week of Easter. I'm John Morales, along with my partner Glenn Leverins and producer Sarah Tafoya. Thanks so much for joining us coast to coast and across America and beyond here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It is such a joy and an honor to be with you on this special show. On this day, 20 years ago at 7 a.m. Central, meaning right this moment, Relevant Radio launched Morning Air with Jeff Cavins, the first Relevant Radio network program, which aired on 9 stations at the time, including 10:50 a.m. in Green Bay, 13:30 a.m. in the Twin Cities, and then 8:20 a.m. in Chicago. We really were bridging the gap between faith and everyday life, and we continue with that mission today, bringing Christ to the world through the media. This is, yes, it is a celebration, and it's not just a celebration of Morning Air and Relevant Radio, but of you, our Relevant Radio family. You are the best listeners in the world, and we so much appreciate all your support from the earliest days, from day one until today. I want to bring back our Morning Air team because this truly is a team effort. Glenn and Sarah, what a special 20th anniversary celebration we've had so far this morning.
Yeah, a lot of fun to look back. A lot of fun. It's been a long ride. And my goodness, powered by the world's greatest listeners, we've grown to be on over 200 stations around the country and worldwide on relevantradio.com, as well as the Relevant Radio mobile app, something that didn't even exist back there 20 years ago. And so it's been just awesome. And, you know, a few months after the start, I joined Relevant Radio. And then maybe a year or two after that, Sarah joined Relevant Radio, had done a variety of jobs through the years as well. Been quite a ride, Sarah. Huh?
Well, lots of hats. don't look through the glass. You'll see too many hats. They're reaching the sky. But yes, it's been a blast, and just it's been fun to be here today and kind of, you know, get the flashback. I keep saying it's like Throwback Thursday, except it's on Friday. So it's a perfect time to be going back through the ages, and it's been fun to hear all those themes over the years. So it's been good.
And Sarah is wearing her Throwback Relevant Radio custom jersey. I'm wearing the old Morning Air yellow corduroy shirt, which I believe you are too, Glenn.
Yeah, that's right. You can hear it right here. See, that's the sound of corduroy on the microphone. And,
yeah,
there's not a lot of those around. Probably the only two in existence are being worn right now by you and I, John, I'd guess. But
hey, one other thing. I have an official Morning Air coffee mug, bridging the gap between faith and everyday life. A beautiful little memento from the early days, from day one.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And you know, cool. Other than the mug, we've got some callers, people who called in who have been listening to Morning Air since pretty much the very beginning, John.
Yeah, in fact, let's go to Linda, who is joining us from Madison, Wisconsin. Good morning, Linda. Welcome to Morning Air. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
And thank you so much, all of you, for your stepping out and following God's will and presenting us with such a wonderful station. I was introduced to your station by my husband. He was working in the garage. He accidentally, like many people, came across the station. He came into the house. I remember where I was standing, and he said, turn to 1570 AM. There's a new program. I think you're going to love it. And from that moment on, it was like 24/7 in the car, in the house. I just couldn't turn it off. I couldn't stop telling everybody I knew about it. In fact, La Crosse on Alaska, I had a station on Highway 35, I believe. And when I knew that, I stopped in one day and I asked them if they had any materials I could use so that I could give them to people and get it in the bulletin and stuff like that. So you guys also helped, because when my husband had stage 4 cancer, he needed an experimental drug, but it was very expensive. And they contacted the insurance company, and we were waiting to hear back as to whether or not they would approve it. And we prayed the Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 o'clock, and I kid you not.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for sharing that, Linda, with us. God bless you, and we really appreciate your support. We have Renee also with us from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Good morning. Renee, welcome to our 20th anniversary show.
Good morning and congratulations. Yeah, so I migrated here in the U.S. In 2004, and the first thing I looked for is a Catholic church and a Catholic radio station. There was Archbishop Dolan there, then of Milwaukee, leading the rosary, and that was it. It's been history. So thank you so much, and God bless you all.
Hey, God bless you too. Thanks so much, Renee. Well, there you have it, you know, Glenn and Sarah, you know, just a sample of some of the wonderful folks that have been with us for so many years that support the mission of Relevant Radio. And how cool was it to have Bob Atwell, one of the founding fathers of Relevant Radio, in the first hour, along with Jeff Cavins, the original host of Morning Air? He told us some stuff that I didn't even know.
Yeah, he was around and, you know, kind of coming up with some of the basic ideas to get Relevant Radio started. And he wanted to do a shout out as well for Jack Socha, who was running our lacrosse station at the time that our listener talked about just moments ago. And a lot of great folks have worked here through the years. And, you know, when you think about it, there have been a lot of quality radio professionals, and it's been a joy to spend half my career now. I've been on the air for 40 years, been on Relevant Radio for just about 20 years, and like, wow. You know, the development of my faith through that time. Worked in Christian radio before that for about 10 years, but I'm Catholic today because of Relevant Radio, guys.
Okay, Glenn, I don't want to make you feel old, but you said half of your career, half of my life has been how long Morning Air has been on. So sorry about that.
But, that's great.
Anyways, it's been a blast.
I always joke that I play a young guy on the radio, but 20 years ago today, I was part of that original Morning Air team. I was the sports director along with Teresa Tamio, who did news, and of course with Jeff Cavins. And who would have thunk that from that very day, we would be where we are today? So there's a lot to talk about. Our Rome correspondent, Ashley Narona, will be with us momentarily. The former host of Morning Air, my predecessor, John Harper, is going to be chiming in and sharing some memorable moments of his own a little bit later. And at the bottom of the hour, we got Dave Durand, the great Dave Durand, personal success coach. He'll be with us. And of course, last but not least, Father Rocky, our Relevant Radio CEO and fearless leader. He'll tell us about how he actually came to Morning Air and Relevant Radio way back in the early days. But as always, we always begin in prayer. Father Rocky always says, the more you pray, the better things go. So we start in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn, and patroness of Relevant Radio, pray for us. Saint Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. Saint John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we always invoke the Holy Spirit, the executive producer of Morning Air, when we pray, come Holy Spirit, come. As we do every morning, our power scripture from the playbook of life is from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. This, believe it or not, is the same power scripture verse that I shared on the very first Morning Air broadcast 20 years ago today. The eternal message of trusting in the Lord is what it's all about. Jesus the Lord wants us to trust Him with all of our heart, and He will take care of the rest. And we always pray with great confidence, that prayer that Drew Mariani, my good buddy, prays every day in the Chapel of Divine Mercy. Jesus, I trust in You. And we are joined by our longtime Morning Air Rome correspondent, Ashley Narona, in studio with us for our 20th anniversary of Morning Air. Ashley, it is so good to see you in person.
Well, John, it is such a treat to be here with you after speaking to you for so many weeks on the air, to actually be here live in person and to celebrate 20 years of Morning Air. I want to thank you so much for all that you have done to contribute to Morning Air, your joy that you share every morning, and in the way that you help people grow closer to the Lord. So thank you for that.
Ashley, you have been a part of the Morning Air team. You've been reporting from Rome for such a long time. You're coming up on your 11th anniversary. Talk a little bit about some of the great memories that you have of being a part of this Morning Air team.
You know, one of my favorite things to report on, John, are the rich Italian traditions of faith. The way that Italians celebrate our faith in such a beautiful, meaningful, symbolic way. And I'll tell you, one of the most memorable moments of my time with Relevant Radio was during the conclave. It was in 2013 when we first saw the white smoke in St. Peter's Square coming up from that little chimney, and we knew a new pope had indeed been elected. From the moment that the smoke began, I was live with Drew Mariani. There were also 4,800 journalists from around the world who accredited themselves to the Holy See to come to Rome and cover this event. Everybody wanted to be there. And as a result, when the smoke started billowing, every journalist in the place began their connections, their live connections back to their networks. The network crashed. And so many people had dead air, lots of seconds of silence on these programs. But Relevant Radio, by the grace of God, our line never fell. I was able to remain connected to Drew without any kind of interruptions, without any kind of problems, and cover the entire event to the moment when the new Pope, when Pope Francis came to the balcony there of St. Peter's Basilica, until the event finished that day.
Well, Ashley, what you're doing is you're continuing to live out the vision of Relevant Radio and Morning Air from the very beginning, from the day that we launched 20 years ago. There was always this idea of bringing Rome to home, of being connected to the home office of the Catholic Church, to be able to hear about the Holy Father. At the time, it was John Paul II. And obviously, that's what we do week in and week out.
Yes, indeed. These 11 years have been a wonderful chance to do that. I love giving that insider's scoop and perspective on what's happening in the most interesting city of Bella Roma.
Well, Ashley, we are so blessed to have you part of the Morning Air team, bringing Rome to home week in and week out. Thanks so much for being a part of our 20th anniversary program. Really appreciate it.
Well, John, auguri, buon anniversario.
Auguri.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Grazie, grazie. And that, of course, is longtime Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona, who brings Rome to home every Wednesday morning here on Morning Air. You can listen to her reports from the Eternal City on the Relevant Radio app. Just go to Relevant in Rome. Our number, if you want to be part of our special 20th anniversary program, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. If you were around in the early days of Morning Air, if by chance you listened to that first broadcast 20 years ago today, we would love to hear from you. And as always, you can send us an email directly if you want to share any memories of Morning Air over the years, morningair@relevantradio.com. And if you want to post some of your comments on social media, on Twitter, our handle is @MorningAirShow, as well as on Facebook. Now, another familiar voice and member of the Relevant Radio family is joining us this morning. That's right, John Harper, the longtime former host of this program of Morning Air, is in the house, joining us live to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Morning Air and look back to some of the days and some of the memorable moments while he hosted the show. John Harper has over 40 years of experience in broadcast media. In fact, 1985. He became ESPN's first news director and rebuilt that network's Sports Center broadcast into the number one source for sports news in North America. He was, of course, the host of this show from 2014 to 2021, and he is still part of the Relevant Radio family as the fill-in host for the Drew Mariani Show. Good morning, my brother John. Thanks so much for joining us on this special 20th anniversary show. It is great to be with you.
Well, why didn't you warn me that I should have brought my sunglasses, that yellow corduroy shirt, John? My goodness, look at that. Yikes. That thing's generating its own electricity here this morning.
And it's a double electricity. When you remember that Glenn is wearing the exact same
Exactly. Glenn, the shirt makes the same sound as your accordion.
Yes, listen to that beauty. Great. My goodness.
Exactly. generating some static electricity this morning. John, thank you for the invitation. It is a blessing to be here.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we at Relevant Radio have been so blessed to have you for all those years hosting the show. I got to tell you, before I came back to Relevant Radio after doing all those years of pro-life work, in fact, I was on your show from Washington, D.C. in our nation's capital during the March for Life many times. And, you know, I used to listen to you while I was getting ready to go to work. I remember so many times listening to Morning Air and enjoying when you were hosting the show.
So you were the listener. Well, that's good to know. And I remember we had several conversations about the pro-life CD, the documentary that you had made as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, you gave me a platform and we promoted it and many great memories. You know, for our listeners who may not remember, may not be familiar with your story, can you share with us how you joined Relevant Radio to begin with and ended up hosting Morning Air for 8 long years?
You know, as you and I have talked about so many times, John, how the Holy Spirit picks you up by the scruff of the neck and puts you in different situations of I was filling in around the country doing secular talk radio. That is not a very lucrative career because my full-time job was as the primary caregiver for my mom, who had a certain type of dementia. So that was my primary responsibility. And I was doing some fill-ins for a radio station in Milwaukee, and they had called and they said, can you do Sunday night, 6 to 9 p.m.? And you never say no, and that's certainly not prime time. And I had been a listener to Relevant Radio for a couple of years. And I was saying, boy, there's this real character there. It's Father Rocky. He's on all the time. I love him. And there's people love him. Let me see if I can get him. And so I send an email at relevantradio.com, and you get a generic response back originally. So I say, oh, my goodness. So I tracked down Father Rocky finally at the very last second. He said, yeah, I'll do it. And so it's a few minutes before we're going on the air in Milwaukee. I'm doing the show from my home, and my cell phone rings. He says, hey, John, it's Father Rocky. Is this the number to call? And I said, no, Father, this is my cell phone. And here's the number to call at WTMJ. Okay. Oh, by the way, are you Catholic? And I said, yes, I am, Father. All right, click. That's it. And so we go on the air, and it's Father Rocky. You can't go wrong. We spend about 15 minutes just talking about faith and the Pope and being Catholic in Wisconsin and Relevant Radio. And then the next day I get an email from him. He says, hey, John, that was pretty good. Who are you? What's your day job? Call me. And it just happened to be at a time when they were going to take Morning Air to the next level. And I was all of a sudden sitting in the chair. What a blessing from being a listener on Relevant Radio to being on the other side of the speaker. But as you know, John, it's a real blessing because we always talk about Relevant Radio as a family, not only a family here on this end of the speaker, but for those of you who are listening and you still stay in touch with folks who are listening from that first day 20 years ago today. And I'm blessed to still get email from Relevant Radio listeners all over the country. And that's really good how we have developed this electronic parish, if you will. And I've already been to Mass this morning, and I want to know that I offered Eucharist not only for everyone here at the network, for you for the 20th anniversary, but for, again, our Relevant Radio family on both ends of the speaker today. So that was my intention today for my Eucharist at 7 a.m. Mass here in New York.
Really appreciate it, John. They really need those blessings and those prayers, and we can't do it without prayer. You know, every morning I invoke the Holy Spirit here on this show, and I always remember how I used to talk about the Holy Spirit as being the executive producer of Morning Air, and, you know, without the Holy Spirit, we can't do what we do.
Right, exactly. And this is also appropriate that this is the anniversary of Morning Air and in the bigger picture of Relevant Radio, because this is also St. Anselm's feast day. And here is St. Anselm, who was really dedicated to the church in England, and England is pushing back. Boy, does that sound familiar, right, with our church under attack today, right? And what he did was he made sure that everybody that he was guiding stayed on the path to heaven, with a lot of resistance coming back from England. And he said that every soul requires its suitable food. And isn't that what you're doing, John and Glenn and everybody here at Relevant Radio? What we do, the message is the food for every soul. And we're standing up for the good, the true, the beautiful, certainly the faith in our culture, which is not always in tune with who we are as Roman Catholic men and women. So thanks be to God for Relevant Radio.
No, indeed, John, indeed. And I just want to say how great it is to hear you on again in the morning. You always do such a fabulous job in the afternoon, taking over Drew's show on occasion there. And always enjoyed your intelligence and skill and a good sense of humor as well. And thinking back to some of the fun that we had together working in New York. Now, you grew up in the New York metro area and worked there, based out of there for your entire career. For a Midwestern guy, that was a lot of fun to head out there. And I still recall the time we were broadcasting from Times Square looking for people who could, list the Ten Commandments for us. And that was a bit of a challenge, but hanging out in front of the UN and doing some of those New York things, just part of everyday life for you. But that was a pretty cool radio treat for me. So I just wanted to thank you for all those years, too. We got to goof off together.
Yeah, that was awesome. Glenn and I, when 1430 went on the air in New York, John, Glenn came to New York and we went to Times Square. You know, there's that little amphitheater in Times Square right outside of where they do Good Morning America and all those other programs. And we said, let's take a brand new $100 bill and see if someone can actually recite the Ten Commandments. And it was a way to evangelize about Catholic radio being in New York. And it was amazing how many Catholic college students that we ran into who said, uh-oh, we better go back. Or someone said, oh, I'm going to Seton Hall University. Don't tell them I don't know the Ten Commandments. But in having some fun, we were able to evangelize as well. And of course, Glenn, you were a part of our 2015 broadcast when Pope Francis came to the United States, and we were over with Father Jerry Murray at the Church of the Holy Family and broadcasting live up and down First Avenue and watching the Holy Family come down there and hearing his CCD class serenade, Ode to Joy to the Holy Father. And we're able to just bring that to you on Relevant Radio. So true blessings.
So many blessings, so many great memories. John, you know, you are part of the succession of Morning Air hosts, beginning with Jeff Cavins, who was on the show last hour. It was so good to hear his voice, of course. And then Teresa Tamio, who hosted the show for a while. Myself, I had a cup of coffee there for about 3 months in the early going. And then Sean Harriet with his great job that he did before you. And obviously, the Lord had a plan. Father Rocky, new talent when he heard it, and it was meant to be for you to be part of this legacy.
And Father Rocky's got the greatest story about how he found Relevant Radio, and he's going to tell you that coming up in the next half hour.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
It
sounds
so good.
Like one of my teases.
I cannot tell you how many times I tell that story.
It is an amazing story. You know, we have to believe and understand divine providence. There are no accidents. Everything happens for a reason, and we are here together this morning, John, you and I and all of our audience, for a reason. And so we continue to trust in the Lord. Thank you so much for all of your years of service, for hosting Morning Air, for all the great job you do in the afternoon. Yeah, you don't have to get up in the morning anymore, John.
You know, I've never done an afternoon show, and filling in for Drew is an entirely different experience. It's like, wow, you have the whole day to work from in terms of the news cycle. So you know what it's like to start from scratch every morning, you and Sarah and Glenn.
What an idea. All day to prep. I love it. John, thank you so much for being with us here. I really appreciate it.
God bless. I'll be praying for you.
Many blessings to you. Veteran broadcaster John Harper, the former host of Morning Air and the guest host of the Drew Mariani Show. We need to take a short break when Morning Air continues. Personal success coach Dave Durand will share his experiences from the early days of Morning Air. So stay with us. There's much more to come as this special 20th anniversary edition of Morning Air rolls on here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Happy anniversary, Morning Air. I can't believe it's been 20 years already. Hey, this is Matt Beardsley. I got involved with Morning Air back in 2015 when John Harper and I started the New York City version of Morning Air. Eventually, I transitioned to the national show with John Harper, working there from 2018 to 2021. One of my favorite memories working on Morning Air was back in 2015. John Harper and I were standing in New York City on the street corner broadcasting live to the nation on Relevant Radio. We were on the steps of the Trump Tower across the street from the United Nations because His Holiness Pope Francis was on his way to give an address to the general audience. It was an amazing time to be in broadcasting. It was an amazing time to be in New York City. It was an amazing time to work for Morning Air. I work for Relevant Radio's engineering department now, and a funny coincidence about that was the very first engineering thing that I did at Relevant Radio was all the way back in October 2004. I had to be a fill-in engineer for a remote broadcast of Morning Air. Who was the host? John Morales. Happy anniversary, Morning Air. When the sun is setting in the sky, everybody knows it's party time.
Sire Simcoe here. I produced Morning Air for 6 years, and I have many great memories. My favorite moment was when Steve Ray was doing an interview from the Middle East. He was suddenly surrounded by men with machine guns wanting to know what he was doing. Steve kept his cool. He explained what was happening live on the air, and at the same time, he diffused the situation by giving the men with the guns sticks of gum. My heart was pounding. I don't think I took a breath. Steve then finished out the interview as if nothing happened.
Happy 20th anniversary, Morning Air. This is Patrick Alog. I had the blessing to produce Morning Air from 2018 to 2020. One of my favorite memories of producing Morning Air was following listeners on their Lenten journey. We found some great people. It was just an amazing experience for listeners to have an opportunity to hear from people just like them on how their Lent was going, and it definitely inspired listeners and me as well.
And of course, our thanks to Cyrus and Patrick. Great memories from two of the producers of Morning Air. Welcome back to this special 20th anniversary edition of Morning Air. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks so much for tuning in on this Friday morning here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Our number, if you want to be part of this special 20th anniversary program, is 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. If you remember the early days of Morning Air and Relevant Radio, we would love to hear from you. If by chance you were around and remember day one, the very first broadcast with the original host, Jeff Cavins, myself, Teresa Tamio, on the 21st of April of 2003, if you remember that day, we'd love to hear from you. Our next guest has been with us since the early days of Relevant Radio. He's been a regular contributor to Morning Air for many years. You want a clue? He talks about business and leadership and personal growth. Yes, joining us live from Fort Myers, Florida, is our longtime Morning Air contributor and personal success coach, Dave Durand, to share a little bit about the early days of Morning Air and his contributions over the years here on this show. Dave Durand is an author, a speaker, and executive coach. He's the co-founder and executive chairman of Best Version Media and a founder of Lighthouse Catholic Media and DE Media. You can follow Dave on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Good morning, Dave. Thanks so much for joining us. It is such a joy to be with you here as we celebrate 20 years of Morning Air.
Yeah, when they classically say time flies, this is one of those cases. It is unbelievable how fast it's gone and just what it's been like to watch the growth of Relevant Radio and the good that's been happening, John, and what a blessing to be a part of it.
It really is. And, we've had a really special show this morning. You know, in the first hour, we heard from Bob Atwell, one of the founding fathers of Relevant Radio, and he was outstanding, just sharing what it was like back in the early days and how the whole thing came together. And then, of course, later on, we had Jeff Cavins also in the first hour, the very first host of Morning Air. So this has been one heck of a morning, Dave. First of all, tell us, how did you hear about Relevant Radio and end up getting connected to Morning Air?
You know, there were a few different things that happened kind of simultaneously, including the work that Bob was doing when they were just kind of setting things up. But I was friends with Jeff Cavins, and I'd been on his show when he was on EWTN. and we had just gotten together a few times. A lot of very familiar banter you would know because Jeff is a Vikings fan, so that that was just an unlimited thing. And it was in March of 2003 where he called me up and said, hey, there's the show that I'm going to be doing, and it's going to be on Relevant Radio. This is coming up, and I'd love to have you be a contributor on this. And that was when it all started. And, you know, it was interesting, you know, hearing the concept and knowing there were many people who had the idea or the concept or the desire to do good Catholic programming, and knowing that there was a great challenge in that. And for most people, it really didn't exactly take off. But hearing who was surrounding this and what it was about and how prayerful it was and what the mission was to have really great conversations about all sorts of things that integrate the faith, it just sounded like a winning thing. And it was just fun from the start.
Well, Jeff Cabins, I'm sure, is still a Vikings fan. And we have another Viking fan that would like to jump in.
Hey, good morning, Dave. You know, I think we need to add Packer fan to your extensive resume as part of the intro. But I got to say, you know, part of success in leadership is having confidence. But I don't know, Dave, can either of us here just with less than a week to go to the NFL draft have confidence even in who the quarterbacks will be for Green Bay or Minnesota come this fall?
You know what? I can't have confidence in that. But what I can tell you is that most Green Bay fans, and I can't speak for all of them, are just over the whole Aaron Rodgers thing anyway and ready to move on. And the one thing that I don't have that you have, Glenn, that makes it much, much easier, and this is why I realize you've become such a virtuoso, is that you have the accordion to play to escape a bad Sunday of football. And I just don't have an outlet like that.
I'll sell it to you real cheap if you want it.
You gotta love it. This feels like a pledge drive. It's been such an exciting morning. Dave, if I understand the chronology correct, so Jeff Cabins told you about Relevant Radio Morning Air in March of 2003. Does that mean you were around for that first week for the early days of Morning Air?
Yeah, I was trying to go back and recreate when it was that I was on the air for the first time. I had marked in my calendar 20th anniversary in March. But I don't know if that was because that's when we spoke for the first time, but I do know this. I was in Rome, actually, when he called me and asked me if I wanted to do the show. And so I could go seek that out. But it may have been, actually, even at that point. So it's just been so much fun watching things grow and seeing the impact that it makes.
It's really amazing. What do you remember of those early days of Morning Air when Jeff was the host? I used to contribute with the sports at the top and bottom of the hour. Teresa Tamio did the news. What comes to mind when you think of the early days of Morning Air?
You know, so first of all, I just remember enjoying the way the programming was set up and the idea that it was absolutely without question Catholic-based. But it was really the greatest formula that I remember for integrating faith into everyday life. And that was really a powerful thing, that people would listen so that they could actually just, you know, hear some news and hear sports and hear what's going on. And then just to talk about these things in light of our faith, and then to get really good, you know, catechesis on top of that too, directly. But here's, John, for me, the biggest thing that I remember. I remember the growing impact over 20 years of the penetration of the audience. This is what I remember because I was doing a lot of speaking and you know, I was writing a lot of books at the time. And so I'd go different places, mostly secularly, although I would go to Catholic events too, but just, you know, my work is generally speaking in the business world. And I would have people, I remember the first time somebody approached me in an airport or someplace else and said, hey, are you on Relevant Radio? And it was pretty, I was like, oh, hey, they're making an impact. You know, people are talking about this. And then all of a sudden, it became very common over a certain number of years where pretty much anywhere I go, somebody was familiar with Relevant Radio. And I just remember, you know, kind of like feeling this impact that the organization was having when people would just start to use in regular language Drew's name or whoever it might be. And you know, that was very, very, very warming because people don't just say, hey, I listen to Relevant Radio. They say, hey, I listen to Relevant Radio and it's changed my life. And that's a powerful thing.
Well, Dave, I know, and we've talked about it many times during our segments here on Morning Air, the influence of JP2, St. Pope John Paul II. How has he influenced your life and what you do here on Morning Air?
You know, I would say that it's very hard to summarize a takeaway like that, right? But I would tell you it's this. He was joy-filled in the midst of intense battle. I mean, that's one of the things that I think about with him. He had the weight of the world on his shoulders, and he somehow was just so filled with joy throughout all of that. And it didn't mean that he wasn't, you know, fierce when he needed to be, and highly intellectual when he needed to be. But somehow he found a way to be playful, for he himself to be the vicar of Christ, but to also be, as Christ said, like one of these little children. So to see this maturity, this non-childish behavior, yet with a childlike spirit, was fantastic to me. And that's one of the things that I really enjoy about his leadership, and really wanting to try to emulate that to whatever tiny degree I can.
Well, he's my hero, and I know he's your hero as well. You know, when you think about it, and we only have about 30 seconds to go, it all started on 10:50 a.m. in Green Bay. Who would have thunk that from 9 stations when we launched Morning Air, today we would be on 210 stations coast to coast and around the world thanks to the app and the internet, bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Well, you know, this is what happens when you participate in God's grace and you see God's grace is bigger than you, but you do the work the way that you know that God wants to, and that is the labor. You know, God loves labor. He loves the hard work that we do, and he blesses that. You see a common thread in the participation of people within Relevant Radio that creates within it a culture that spills out into the listening audience. It's absolutely fantastic. John, it's just a pleasure to be with everybody at Relevant Radio, and just keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Dave. Dave Duran, our executive coach, the co-founder and executive chairman of Best Version Media. We need to take a short time out when Morning Air continues. Relevant Radio CEO Father Rocky will tell us how he came to Morning Air and Relevant Radio way back in the early days. So stay with us. There is much more to come on this special 20th anniversary edition of Morning Air here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
My name is Mariana Gomez, and I was the producer for John Morales from 2019 to 2022. One of the first big events that John and I covered was the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe at the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Des Plaines, Illinois. Covering it was one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had. Talking to everyone about the different reasons why they were there was incredible. On top of that, I met a few virtuous friends that I knew would be for life. Relevant Radio has been around since I was a kid, and has definitely been a key player in my life. Hopefully you guys are around for 20 more years.
Coming up on Morning Air, a brand new program. We're going to talk to you about how we're going to change the world and the culture of life. Coming up. Good morning. I'm Jeff Cavins, host of this brand new program, Morning Air, on Relevant Radio. And a real heartfelt, warm good morning to you, and a God bless you today. An exciting day in Catholic radio.
And welcome back to Morning Air 2023. What a great moment that was. A Morning Air rewind from April 21st, 2003. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks so much for joining us on this special 20th anniversary edition of Morning Air here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We are now joined by Father Francis Hoffman, Father Rocky, the CEO of Relevant Radio, the host of the Family Rosary Across America. Father Rocky, what a joy. I can't begin to tell you how happy I am to be with you here this morning as we continue our 20th anniversary celebration.
John, it's great to be with you. And can you imagine that it's the 20th anniversary, because this is April 21st, the year 2023. And so we went on the air with the Morning Air show back in the year 2003. It was that year that I met you in November. And that was the year that I first started on Relevant Radio. So it's going to be my 20th anniversary coming up in November. It's great to hear that bumper music with Jeff Cavins. And I remember what a sensation it was when Relevant Radio went on air in Chicago. I remember the first time I heard it. I was in a traffic jam on Good Friday. It was Father Groeschel leading the Stations of the Cross. And holy smokes, this is huge. Here we are stuck in traffic by O'Hare Airport, millions of cars out here. And I'm thinking, wow, can you really do this? Is this legal? Does the FBI know? Does the CIA know? This is huge. Whoever is behind it, I want to meet that person, thank him, and congratulate him. So, and you were there right at the beginning.
I was there the day they turned on the light switch, the day we went on the air. It's a day I will never, never forget. You know, Father, that day happened months later than originally expected. We were supposed to go on the air much earlier that fall, but it finally happened. And in fact, that day happened to be the day after Easter Sunday of that year. So it was kind of providential that we began with morning air the day after Easter on the octave of Easter. And it was a day I will never forget. We've been so blessed to have so many great guests on the show this morning to relive so many of those moments. Father, do you remember anything about morning air? Because that was the only show back then, before you and
when I'd be driving into Northridge Prep, where I was chaplain. Sometimes I'd celebrate Mass earlier at a parish or a center of Opus Dei, and I turned on the station. I said, this is amazing what these people are talking about on air. You can say things on air you might not hear in a parish. So they're talking about confession, and they're talking about the virtue of chastity, and they're talking about being pro-life and all these kind of things, which sometimes are kind of hot button issues. And yet you guys talking about it, which you would never get a hearing on in much of secular media, right? Because secular media has a different, let's say, editorial policy. Is that the way we could put it? And I said, holy smokes, here you can talk about anything, not get filtered, not get canceled, because they own the stations. And really credit to the people who founded Relevant Radio, who had that vision.
Father, do you remember how you and I first met and how we ended up connecting?
Sure. It was a Saturday morning, late November. Was it Thanksgiving weekend or before right before Thanksgiving weekend, right? Because my mother just passed away. And we had the funeral the day before. And my mother was not in the ground for more than 24 hours before I met you. And I've always kind of link the two together, because I wouldn't have had time for Relevant Radio before that, because taking care of elderly parents. But you came up to me at breakfast, a cup of coffee, chocolate donut, and said, do you know anything about Our Lady of Guadalupe? And I said, yeah, I know a lot about Our Lady of Guadalupe. And you said, could you come to our show on December 12th and talk about Our Lady of Guadalupe? I said, no, that's a weekday. I got a full-time job. I'm chaplain at Northridge Prep. And you, who are one who is not willing to give up easily, said, well, how about if I come to your office and record you? I said, well, you could do that, lunch hour. So you came to my office and you had your little gym bag there, and you're like Felix the Cat. You open this bag and out come all these tricks, right? A microphone, a mic flag, a little digital recorder. I'm thinking, wow, that's really awesome. Look at that. You know, and we start talking about Our Lady of Guadalupe, right? And how about that? Because the very first license we got from the FCC was on the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, December 12th, right? And that's the very first thing. I think a month later, you guys invited me to the morning show live by phone to talk about the spiritual battle, because the Super Bowl was coming up. And so then after that, you and I started this local show called Light Source, bringing the light of Christ to everyday life. And then that was 2004, right? And there was kind of a free fall that year for the morning show. Jeff was on, and then it was Teresa, and then it was you, and then later it was Sean Harriet. But when you were on, you invited me in on a Tuesday morning, and we took phone calls, and that Tuesday morning gig turned into be like a 15-year run every Tuesday morning, first with you, and then with Sean Harriet, and then with John Harper, and then that became Go Ask Your Father with Father Simon and Monsignor Shwetland. And before you know it, I'm working full-time for Relevant Radio in 2009.
It's so absolutely amazing when you think about it. All the turn of events that all led to where we are today. You know, Father, I remember in the very beginning, the first time I heard you speak, I didn't know you from Adam. And I thought to myself, this guy is great. He should be on the radio. You were giving a meditation, a talk to a bunch of men at the Opus Dei Center there in Chicago. And that's the first time that we met, right before we did that first recording.
Right. And I remember the first time, I think it was on your show or Sean's show or something like that. And after the show, they said, well, thank you very much for being in. I'm thinking, thank me? I want to thank everybody who's behind Relevant Radio, because I can spend an hour or two preparing a class for 30 seniors in high school, right? 30 of them. And in that half hour, we just reached 30,000 people. It's the same amount of preparation, but the scale is 100 times more. 100 times? No, it's 1,000 times more. The scale is 1,000 times more. And I'm going, this is huge, right? So whoever's behind this, I said, this is big. And they got it right, because we learned something from Archbishop Fulton Sheen in the 1950s. He had a TV show, and he reached 30 million people a week in a cum of 30 million. And folks, if you don't know exactly what that means, nobody gets that today, only the Super Bowl. All right, a good football game will be 15 million people to watch it. World Series, 20, 25 million people, but he would get 30 million a week. The View, like on ABC, they get 3 million, you know, or a TV show might, you know, get 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 million, right? But 30 million a week, and then the next year he was off air. And I said, well, why? Well, he didn't own the station. I said, well, okay, from here on out, you got to own the station. You got to own the network. And people said, do you know how much that costs? I said, yeah, it costs a whole lot of money, a whole lot of money. And we got to find out how to do it, right? And thank God. Now we own a lot of stations. We've got affiliate stations. We want to continue to grow.
We've come such a long way. You came up with the idea of a very concise, very specific mission statement, bringing Christ to the world through the media. What do you see as the future going forward of Relevant Radio? The
future depends on all of our listeners and all of us, really. God is going to give the grace, but we have to ask what we're going to work for. It really depends on our cooperation with God's grace. And so long as we keep Christ at the center and rely on Our Lady, we're faithful to our mission, God will provide us the resources to do what he wants us to do for him. All right, so we always have to be very focused on what Jesus. So I'd like to ask all of our listeners, you know, in your daily prayers, remember Relevant Radio, say Hail Mary for us every day. We'd like to reach more and more souls, to bring them to Christ, and to continue to encourage them and to educate them, all right, and to guide them. And to support them, right? That's what we want to do. So very happy we can do this, and congratulations. How about that?
I really appreciated Father Rocky. Congratulations to you. You also were such an important part of Morning Air for so many years, and we're extremely grateful, Father.
God bless each one of you.
Father Francis Hoffman, Father Rocky, the CEO of Relevant Radio. And now it's time for a special 20th anniversary edition of Glenn Story Corner.
We started the Story Corner in 2006 on Relevant Radio. I'm happy to bring you one of the classics from the early days, probably one of my top 10 favorite stories ever. This one's called The Empty Chair. A man's daughter had asked the local pastor to come pray with her father. When the pastor arrived, he found the man lying in bed with his head propped up on two pillows and an empty chair beside his bed. The priest assumed the old fellow had been informed of his visits. I guess you were expecting me, he said. No, who are you? I'm the new associate at your local church, the pastor replied. When I saw the empty chair, I figured you knew I was going to show up. Oh, yeah, the chair, said the bedridden man. Would you mind closing the door? Puzzled, the pastor shut the door. I've never told anyone this, not even my daughter, said the man, but all of my life I've never really known how to pray. At church, I used to hear the pastor talk about prayer, but it always went right over my head. I abandoned any attempt at prayer, the old man continued, till one day, about 4 years ago, my best friend said to me, Joe, prayer is a matter simply of having a conversation with Jesus. Here's what I suggest. Sit down on a chair and place an empty chair in front of you, and in faith, see Jesus on the chair. Now, it's not spooky because he promised, I'll be with you always. Then just speak to him and listen in the same way you're doing with me right now. So I tried it. And I liked it so much that I do it a couple hours every day now. I'm careful, though. If my daughter saw me talking to an empty chair, she'd either have a nervous breakdown or send me off to the funny farm. The pastor was deeply moved by the story and encouraged the old guy to continue on the journey. Then he prayed with him and returned to the church. Two nights later, the daughter called to tell the pastor that her daddy had died that afternoon. Did he seem to die in peace, he asked. Why, yes. When I left the house around 2 o'clock, he called me over to his bedside, told me one of his corny jokes, and kissed me on the cheek. When I got back from the store an hour later, I found him dead. But there was something strange, in fact, beyond strange, kind of weird. Apparently, just before Daddy died, he leaned over and rested his head on a chair beside the bed. Isaiah 46:4. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you.
As always, thanks so much, Glenn, for that very special edition of Glenn's Story Corner. That'll do it for this special 20th anniversary edition of Morning Air. Thank you, Jesus, and thanks so much to Our Lady of Guadalupe, our patroness, and especially a big heartfelt thank you to you, our relevant radio family, our Morning Air listeners. We love you, we need you, and we can't do it without you. A big thank you to all of our guests this morning. Bob Atwell, the co-founder of Relevant Radio. Relevant Radio CEO, Father Rocky, the founding host of Morning Air, Jeff Cavins. Former host, John Harper, and Marty Jury, the director of network operations. Dave Duran, our Rome correspondent, Ashley Narona, and all the former Morning Air producers who contributed to this very special program. Big thanks to Josh and Matt and Cyrus and Patrick and Mariano. We love all you guys. For Glenn Leverance, for producers Sarah Tafoya, Gabby Burke, our entire Morning Air team, I'm John Morales. Thanks so much for joining us. Let your light shine before all. God bless America. We'll see you on the next show. Long live Morning Air and long live Relevant Radio. The Patrick Medved Show is straight ahead.